Well, hello, everybody. It is Coffee Talk Augusta right here live from our studios in West Augusta in the beautiful Garden City we call home right here. I'm your host, Lee Casey. Sure glad you're tuning in here. We have a little hiatus there in April, but it kind of went by quick, didn't it? April just came in, and before you knew it, it was the middle of the month after Masters, and then getting close to the end of April, and now it's May. How about that? Crazy, isn't it? Coffee Talk Augusta. We're just going to talk about whatever, nothing really too serious. As always, our Coffee Talk program is brought to you by the K-Cups of the day. Whatever we're drinking, what do we have today? We had a twofer this morning. We had a Green Mountain breakfast blend, which I really like. And then I went to the other extreme. I had a dark roast. Picked that up at Ollie's, I think, if you've ever been to Ollie's. They do have one in Augusta now. The old Toys R Us over there off Rogersboro Road, but they've got one that's still in Aiken. That's my favorite. You can pick up a good deal in K-Cups if you're a K-Cup fan. Lots of varieties over there. Ollie's, good spot to get it. Aldi's, good spot to get it. Christmas Tree Store, good spot to get it. I always love sampling different types of coffees. Man, just looked out the door. My wife, Darlene, love you. You might be right. Might be getting out of cutting the grass today because it looks like it might rain out there. So I don't know if I'll get this done and sneak out there with the old Honda push mower and maybe at least get the front yard done. So I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, in the 80s lately, so it's been nice here in Augusta, kind of almost cool in the morning, nice in the morning, 80s in the afternoon. So 107 degrees in Texas, in Zapata, Texas, Zapata, Texas, 107 yesterday, high in the United States, low of 17 in Brideport, California. So 17 degrees, we're a long way from that. Anyway, got some stuff to talk about today. Some neat stuff. Soccer fans going crazy. Some kind of company giving you initiatives to give you to come to work. $10,000 daily prize. Wouldn't you like to get $10,000 just to come to work in person? So that's Coffee Talk Augusta. Let's get this party started.
To another edition of Thunderdome!
So Coffee Talk Augusta, here we go. Do you like pecans? Do you pronounce pecans that way? Is that your favorite nut? Or do you pronounce it pecans? My grandfather, years and years ago when I was a little boy, he said, Lee, you pee in a can, you don't pull in a con. So, it stuck with me all my life. But the pecan, or pecan, is now the official nut of Georgia. Just when you thought I was the official nut, no, not really, but you probably know a lot of people that could be an official nut. But brother, Brian Kemp, our governor, he named the pecan as the state's official nut. And just a fun fact, it is grown, pecans are grown in 14 different states. I didn't realize that. That's a lot of states. I knew around here, Georgia, and especially around Tifton, Georgia, a lot of industry there with pecans and growing. But 14 states, but Georgia is the largest, with about 100 million pounds every year harvested. That's a lot of nuts. A lot of nuts, I'll tell you what.
This is so nuts. I mean, listen to what you're saying. It's paranoid delusion. It's really sad. It's pathetic.
So a lot of stuff going on in the CSRA this month. So I'm glad to see that. People getting out, starting to get back to what we call the real world and enjoy things like we're supposed to be doing and everything. So a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff in Aiken. You know, I grew up in Aiken. I didn't know about this now. The Aiken Music Fest, a concert every month through October at the Highfields Event Center. I guess it's almost a 60-acre Equestrian Center over there in Aiken. First concert's like May the 8th, but they have one every month through October. So that's pretty neat. Didn't know anything about that. The Aiken Music Fest, so check that out. The Hopeland Gardens concert series over there in Hopeland Gardens, back 7 o'clock every night, or just about every night, I guess, in May and June. Free, too, so if you're looking for some just different quality entertainment outside in the settings of Hopeland Gardens. Beautiful, beautiful over there in Aiken if you've never been. And like I said, the best part's free. So check that out. Polo in Aiken if you're into polo. Then we have all the markets all over the place. Looks like years ago we just had that one startup on Saturdays, the market at the river downtown. But they have that one. They have the one out in Evans now on Saturdays, 9 to 1. Got one over in Edgefield Farmers Market, something like that. 10 to 2 there in the square on Saturdays. I also have got something on Sundays down there. Spring Market at the Marina, 9 to 2, or no, 12 to 4 on Sundays, 12 to 4. So a lot of stuff going on there. Some concerts going back there into the Bell and Miller Theaters too. So glad to see all that stuff coming back there. So getting to the meat and potatoes here of our program for this time. Would you go to work more if you knew, this is just crazy, if you could win $10,000 just for showing up for work in person? It's just crazy. $10,000 just to do your work at the office? Well, this company, now, what kind of company could afford to do this? So, CoStar Group, which is a provider of real estate data, and trying to get their employees back to the office. Anybody who's vaccinated, they're eligible for the daily prize, randomly awarded, $10,000 cash prize. But that's not it. Three of the workers and a guest for each one will board a private plane to Barbados for an all-expenses-paid vacation. The grand prize winner gets to drive to work in a new Tesla. So, golly, this company must make a lot of money. It's got 4,000 employees at more than 50 U.S. offices. So, I guess they generate a lot of money. It says they are a multi-billion dollar company with thousands of staff. So, real estate data, I guess it's all these number crunchers they've got to get this information for. I guess these for their websites for real estate and stuff. But $10,000, you could just be a winner to go to work. Isn't that crazy? That is just, wow. So put that in your thought process today when you just go to work like you're supposed to, like we all do, most of us anyway. $10,000. That'd be nice. Are you really into these podcasts and everything? I appreciate you listening to this one and everything, but you ever looked on all these platforms, Spotify, Apple, Anchor, of course, we're on Anchor. Everybody's got a podcast, but who has time to listen to all these things? I mean, some of these things are like, almost an hour long or whatever. I mean, I guess you could do that while you commute in a car or if you're working out, or if you're cooking, but that's an hour. That's a long time. So I don't know if my attention span is that long. I've barely got enough attention span to do one of these, but I appreciate you listening, like I said. But I think there's a big update with Apple's podcast. They're redoing the formats, and now I see where they're encouraging people to offer paid subscriptions. I mean, geez, I don't know. Crazy. But talking about podcasts, when you listen to podcasts or whatever, streaming. You stream your audio in your car or around the house or anything, or you just listen to the radio, or do you listen to both, or do you have Sirius XM like we do, and Sirius XM, and I've got Spotify. I've looked around, not a lot, but a little bit, trying to find an alternative to Spotify, because one thing I like about that, you can make your own playlist, your own music, but you know, the free version, which cheap me, that's what I have. It has a few commercials, and you can skip a few songs, but it is your playlist, your songs and everything. So I went back and looked at Pandora. I couldn't remember if you could do that on Pandora, but evidently you just have the station with the kind of artist you like, so you really can't put the specific songs in there. So there was another one I found that I tried and just deleted it, because what it wanted to do is just take, I guess, music off YouTube and then put it in there. So I didn't really have time to go look up. You know, you can look a song up on YouTube and it might be five different versions. I mean, you know, didn't have time for all that. So I don't know. Is there a good alternative to Spotify? If it is, drop me a voicemail here and let me know, because I'd like to know. So I don't know. So soccer, also known as football in the world. So, you know, all these protests going on, this and that, blah, 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 different things we protest or see people protesting and yada, yada, yada. Well, these people in England are pissed. They're pissed off. They've been pissed off for a while. You know why they're pissed off? And, you know, I guess the British, if you're pissed, you're drunk. But evidently, years ago, ownership team from Florida bought Manchester United, which was one of the premier soccer teams, you know, back in the 90s and 2000s and everything. And evidently there was a lot of stink, because the family that owned them, they're out of Florida, they signed up Manchester United to join this Super League of a bunch of clubs. But this plan just fell apart in 48 hours. I think there was some big financial company that lost out on this too. I don't know. You know, the big thing, these people are, you know, they are passionate about soccer over there. You know, it's just like us. We've got our favorite football teams, diehards, you know, Cowboys, Steelers, you know, what have you. Patriots, Browns, whatever, if you're a lifelong fan. But these people, they took it to the extreme. They went and broke into the stadium, and they were firebombing. I mean, just, I don't know if it's firebombing, but they were protesting. This is what they were protesting. Something, you know, sports fan would protest. The family's ownership of the club. It's a Florida-based family, but they're holding ownership of this club in England, has been for years, since 2005, and this family already owns the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, I mean, it's, over the years, the club has just gone down. They haven't won the Premier League title since 2013, or hasn't reached a Champions League semifinal game since 2011. This one guy said, "It looks great, but if you look behind the scenes, it's rusty and rotted." And that's a quote from one of these former players. So their image over there, the family's image, they even had protesters outside chanting, the family's name is Glazers, and they were just telling the Glazers to die, Glazers die. So they really are kind of pissed off about these people. And they, it didn't make matters worse when the one of the co-owners hasn't given an interview since 2005, you know, about, you know, anything about the team. So they just stormed the stadium, pissed off about this, even postponed the game. They had a game there scheduled with Manchester United's opponent Liverpool, and they didn't even get to play the game. So wow, you think you protest about politics, these guys are protesting about football. Wow. But there it is. I don't know how long we're running our mouth today, but glad to get back here in the old podcast hot seat, and glad you have tuned in for us and everything. April went by. It was gone. It's out the door and everything here in Augusta, Georgia. We've got May right now. Might be getting some May showers here, so I'm going to go back and check on the grass situation and see what's going on there. But as always, appreciate you tuning in. Hope you're doing well. Drop me a line, a voicemail right here. Let me know. Let me know your streaming service that you like, or something you want us to talk about here from our studios in beautiful Augusta, Georgia and everything. So take care and be well and be safe. And we will catch you again on the flip side.
What did you think of that?
Well, I won't argue that it was a no-holds-barred, adrenaline-fueled thrill ride, but there's no way you could perpetrate that amount of carnage and mayhem and not incur a considerable amount of paperwork.